Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You don't have to believe just because you see and hear a miracle around about you. Faith comes how? By hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. And you have to decide if you're going to believe what you heard. And if you don't want to believe it, you won't believe it. But people say, well, if I'd see a healing, I'd believe in it. It'd be too late to believe in it. Are you with me now? If you're believing that you're healed, you don't look healed, you don't feel healed, healing is not manifested in your body yet.
Amen.
If you looked healed and you felt healed, you wouldn't need to believe you're healed.
Right.
It's too late to believe you're healed. You feel it. You see it.
Yes.
You know, somebody said, well, when the money comes, I'll believe it. It's too late to believe it.
Right.
When it's there. Right? Well, I'll believe y'all got all this paid for when I see it.
No.
Then you're not helping us at all. You're dragging.
Yeah.
We're having to pull you along.
Yeah.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you won't.
Yeah.
When you see it, you see it.
Yep.
That's not believing.
That's right.
We're in faith about Jesus. We haven't seen Him. We haven't seen heaven. But we believe it.
Amen.
Right? We can believe it because we hadn't seen it.
Yes.
One day we're going to see it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Going to see Him.
Yeah.
Going to see heaven.
Yeah.
Then we'll be seeing.
Amen.
Till then we believe it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You believe it before you see it. Before you feel it. I've had people say, you kind of wrinkle an eyebrow and go, well, I'm not going to believe I got something I can't see or feel. Completely ignorant about the nature of faith. That's the only way you would be believing.
That's
is if you didn't see it or feel it.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected. The evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
If you're in faith about it, you don't see it, you don't feel it, it hasn't happened yet. But you believe it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You're calling that bill paid. You're calling that house sold. There's not one buyer in sight. There's nothing in the natural to make you think it's sold, but you believe it's sold.
Amen.
So you say, I'm calling it sold. Somebody says, what about that house? It's sold. You mean you already got a contract? No, I believe it's sold.
Amen.
You mean it's sold? No, I said, I believe it's sold.
Amen.
Do you see the difference now?
Yes.
You already got a contract? No. Well, then it ain't sold. Yeah, by faith it is.
Amen.
I'm calling it sold. I believe it's sold.
Amen.
Are you with me now?
Yes.
That car's, I'm calling that car paid for. I believe it's paid for. Well, you still making payments on it? Yeah. Well, then it ain't paid for. Well, no, I believe it's paid for.
Yes.
If it was already paid for, I wouldn't need to be believing it was paid for.
Amen.
I'm calling it paid for. If it was already paid for, wouldn't need to be calling it paid for. I'd be using my faith on something else. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
I know this sounds redundant, but it's important to go over these things. These are so important, so basic. Now keep reading. In previous sessions, we went verse by verse and looked, because we want to understand about this spirit of faith that is in us and on us. What does faith look like, sound like, respond, do? Because we need to know that this spirit of faith is in us and yield to the spirit of faith.
Yeah.
Amen.
Whatever they did, we can do because we got the same spirit of faith in us.
Yeah.
We just got through reading it. By faith, verse 2, the elders obtained a good report. How are we going to get a good report card with God?
By faith.
By faith. How do you get an A+ on your report card with God?
By faith.
By faith. And through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Two things going on at least in that verse. We understand that all this is created out of what you could not see. We understand that by faith. We weren't there. We didn't see it. But we read it in the Scripture. We accept it.
Amen.
There are a lot of people don't accept it. Somebody said, well, it was a big bang. Yeah, when God spoke, there was a big bang. I expect there was a big bang. And a lot of other big stuff going on. But no, you know. I mean, when you get into thinking about if the earth was a little bit further from the earth, sun, or a little bit closer to the sun, we couldn't have the environment, we couldn't have the life. I mean, everything had to be so perfect. When you talk about this, that you just believe it happened by chance, it takes more faith to believe that than it does this. It's astronomically ridiculous to believe that. So we got no evidence. Yes, I do. The Word of God is my evidence.
Yeah.
Amen. And to me, that is more solid than anything I see or I feel. I understand by faith that my own body, everything I see and feel, came out of what you could not see and feel. God put faith in His words and He spoke and He said, light be, and it became. Amen. And everything else that He made, we read it in the book of Genesis. I believe it happened just exactly like that.
Amen.
Now, he goes on to say, verse 4, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Faith is a giver.
Yes.
Amen. That's why Abel's in the book. Because of his gift. Because he gave Fluffy.
Yeah.
Remember Fluffy? Fluffy was the best sheep, the prettiest sheep, the fattest sheep, the most perfect sheep that he had.
Yeah.
And he gave God his best, and he gave it with his heart, and he gave in faith, believing the Lord would like it.
Yes.
Believing it would be, and it was his faith that made it acceptable.
Yes.
And Cain just gave.
Amen.
Didn't give in faith.
That's right.
And so his was unacceptable. And I don't care how big of a check you write and put in the offering plate. If you don't give in faith, it's unacceptable.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
You must give in faith. And in order to be in faith, you must do your best.
Amen.
Thank for those two amens. We've already received the offering. Don't get scared. But I'm reading scripture to you.
Yes.
How was Abel able to give in faith? He gave his best.
Amen.
He knew he was doing the best he could do. And because of that, he could give in faith.
Amen.
If you know that you're just, you know, throwing a dollar in the plate and you know you're making big money and you could do a whole lot better than that and your heart's bothering you, then your offering did not please God. Because you didn't give in faith. God dealt with you to sow 1,000 and you gave 10. You understand what I'm saying? See, the preacher might not know that. Your wife might not know it. The person in front of you, behind you, might not know it. But God knows it.
Right.
And so to Him, your offering was unacceptable.
Amen.
And this is very real, friend.
Yeah.
You know, Phyllis and I, when we started out, we sowed. I remember the first time we gave in faith. You know, grew up in church and gave, even in Sunday school. Put our pennies in and our quarter and everything else. But just that was just pretty much what everybody did, and I didn't understand what was going on. But I remember when we got a hold of some word and we began to realize you're supposed to give by faith, we had $10 to our name. And we were in a meeting, and we bought a tape. Well, first of all, we sowed in the offering $5, and then we bought a tape for $5 and went home with nothing in our pocket. But I know we knew we were given in faith. We did it from our heart, and I knew it pleased God. That's where we were at.
Yeah.
And so for a while, it was $5 and $10 and then $20 and then $50. But it's been a long time since I gave a $5 offering.
Amen.
It'd be an insult for me to give a $5 offering.
Amen.
That's right.
Are you with me?
Yes.
We have a minimum. We won't give below that. You know, unless the Lord just specifically said that. But I mean, you know, we've increased and increased. Why? Because it's coming into us.
Amen.
In large increments. I'm beyond $5 now.
Amen.
I'm above that. I should be given better than that.
Amen.
Now, whether it's your church or maybe you just attend here, but whatever you're supposed to be doing, you know, honor God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. For where you are, for where He's brought you to. Like one fellow said, you know, he was in trouble with his business, and so he went to the pastor and he said, "Man, believe with me, pray with me." He said, "Well, are you a tither?" He said, "No, I don't believe in that." He said, "Well, you know, I think that's a problem." He said, "Because the scripture teaches, you know, that the tithe belongs to the Lord. And the 10%. So you got to get that settled in your hearts. Is it his or is it not?" And so he did, and he said, "Okay, all right, I'm going to tithe." He said, "Well, no, you got to want to. It's not about me and you. It's between you and God." And finally, he got it settled. Well, man, in the course of the next year, God completely turned his business around. He's making good money. And in the next 2 or 3 years, man, his tithe is $10,000 a week sometimes. And he came to the pastor and said, "You know, I just feel like this is too much money for me to be given to God." He said, "I want you to pray with me what I ought to do about it." "I ain't nothing to pray about." And he said, so the pastor said, "Well, okay." And he took his hand. He said, "Lord, this is too much for my brother to give. Reduce his income so his tithe is not so..." He said, "No, no, no." He said, "Don't pray that." He said, "Well, no, you can't have it both ways. What do you want? You had nothing. You asked God to bless you. And he brought you to this place. Now it's too big."
Hallelujah.
That's right.
That happens a lot, though.
Yes.
It happens a lot. What does it take to please God with your offering?
Faith.
One word, faith. Can you give your offering in faith when God's blessing you with thousands a week and you give $2?
No.
Are you in faith giving?
No,
no you're not. Because you know in your heart you're not doing your best.
Right.
Next verse. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found. It takes faith to walk with God.
Yeah.
You said, "I want to walk with God." You're supposed to be walking with God every day. "Yeah, but I want to see him." Well, you don't want to walk by faith, do you?
There you go.
I want to hear an audible voice. You're bucking against walking by faith. You're saying, "No, I don't want to walk by faith. I want to see something. I want to feel something." Well, he has ordained that right now we walk how? For we walk, the scripture said, was it 2 Corinthians 5:7? We walk by faith, not by sight. I mean, we don't see him. We don't hear him. We don't feel him. But you can get up in the morning and go, "Good morning, Lord."
Yeah.
Why? Because you believe he's there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
"Good morning, Lord."
Amen.
And believe that he'll talk back to you. And he'll commune with you. And you talk to him while you're getting ready. And you talk to him in the car. Because you believe he's there. You believe he hears you. And the more you believe that, the more he will manifest himself to you. The more real he, and the stronger you believe he's there, you'll begin to sense his presence. The more you talk about him and praise him and magnify. Why would you praise him unless you believed he was there? Why would you talk to him if you didn't believe he heard you? It's all by faith, isn't it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.